Moving out of the comedy world for a second, although I still contend, well, I guess Chris wasn't in the comedy world either, although I met you through comedy, certainly. This fellow, I contend, could have been a comedian, but instead he went into finance and has probably more money than the rest of us combined. John Lester.
I don't think that's true. Don't go looking for my gold. So I met Dwight in 2007, and the thing that I'm glad is kind of the theme right now, aside from just being Dwight, is being Dwight's kind of enthusiasm for life and his energy. And it extends beyond the stage. It extends to everyday situations, including the mundane, as in the day I met Dwight. I met Dwight at U of I, and he already knows the story. So he came down for a comedy show, and before we went to this comedy show, we went out to get some, you know, luxurious, casual Tex-Mex at Chevy's. So we had a table of about, thank you, smattering applause. That's why they're not in business anymore. So there were about 15 of us. It was a pretty good-sized party. So we got the long table. You know, those that have served would know this table as the one that you were really pissed off you got served. And so our service was a little slow. It was, you know, it was a busy Saturday night. She was having trouble getting there. So sitting across from me is this new kid. Eric came down with Eric from Chicago, Dwight. And so Dwight, like, unlike the rest of us, isn't drinking. He didn't get any alcohol. He got some iced tea. But because service is so slow, he isn't getting his glass filled very quickly. But luckily for him, the service station was right being over his shoulder. So he sees the full pitcher of iced tea and he goes, well, okay. And so he just picks it up and he starts drinking out of the pitcher of iced tea. So after one full pitcher, the waitress comes back and looks at him and just gives him a disappointed look. And while determining, you know, how good her tip is going to be from this service, she shakes her head and walks away. Dwight takes this as acknowledgement and acceptance of this act. And as you do, turns around and he grabs the next pitcher of iced tea. So as the rest of us, you know, we finish our meal and, you know, we're getting ready to roll out and go back to the show. Dwight excuses himself from the table, and, you know, understandable. We figure he's about to piss a gallon of the iced tea. But he doesn't come back for a while. And, you know, I hadn't really met him yet, so I didn't really notice he was gone. So, but, you know, eventually I have to go. And so I walk to the bathroom, and Jeremy Connie is walking out. And Jeremy's like, hey, I think that Dwight kid's puking. And I walk in, and lo and behold, on the floor of this casual Tex-Mexican restaurant, Dwight is filling the toilet with vomit of the iced tea. Or enthusiasm, if you will. He was so excited to meet all these new people that he was just vomiting all that energy out. But this energy extends to more non-mundane circumstances. So another thing that, you know, Dwight, Eric, Troy, and I do is we take trips every year. And one year we went to California, and one thing we did was we went to a podcast, Doug Loves Movies, hosted by Doug Benson. So this is a, you know, they get kind of B-list stars to come out and talk about movies. So in this particular instance, we had gone to see Conan beforehand, and it so happens the warm-up guy for Conan is Jimmy Pardo. So afterward, when we went to the podcast, Jimmy's on the podcast, which we didn't know. So as they're introducing them, they're coming out. Dwight and Lauren, very excited, yell, we just saw you on Conan, Jimmy! As all the eyes of the jaded film students of L.A. turn in on us, it also catches Doug's attention, and he goes, wait, what was that? What was that? The next 10 minutes, as recorded on the podcast, Doug Loves Movies, from the week of May 10th, 2012, for those interested, are spent riffing on Dwight by Bobcat Goldthwait, Jimmy Pardo, and Paul Scheer, along with Doug Benson. It went on so long that the game they played at the end of every podcast that they've ever done for 5 years didn't actually happen. It was replaced with a game of, let's see how bad they can make Dwight feel. But I cherish this memory, and I love it, because I just think back to all those jaded film students and kids that are just trying to get their scripts sold, and they're staring daggers at this kid from the Midwest, this tourist, who's wearing a Price is Right name tag, by the way. And just staring him daggers, and I'm like, God, I love Dwight. I'm like, fuck the rest of these people. And I do. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, Dwight is Doug Loves Movies history. That's really true. I saw Paul Shear later that summer. I interviewed him, and I had to ask him, like, hey, do you remember this guy? And he did. He remembered you. Paul Shear knows who you are. Also, follow-up, because I think a lot of you guys know John Thibodeau, T-Box. So he was at that Chevy's dinner, too. And I didn't know what was going on in the bathroom, but at one point, T-Box comes back to the table and just goes to me, yo, man, I think your friend is having a bad day in the bathroom. So...